It's very interesting, Rashi, at the end of this parasha, the end of Shachacha, says Psil Techeles, thread of Techeles, Al Shem Shichel Bechairus, because of the bereavement of the Egyptians at the Makas Bechairus, Targum Shal Shichel is Tichla, the Aramaic for bereavement is Tichla. More than that, to Makasim Haisabalaila, the plague of the Makas Bechairus took place at night. The chain, the color of tchelas, is like a sky which becomes dark at aserv in the evening. The shmeinu chutim shabah, the eight strings of the tzitzis, keneged shmeinu yamim, correspond to the 8 days. Sheshoh Yisrael, the Yisrael waited, mishiyatzim Mitzrayim ad shiyom reshira alayam. When they left Mitzrayim, until they said shira at the sea. And you wonder, why? Why are we mentioning this here? Why are we mentioning Makas Bechairus? What's the significance? Is it just because this is the last Makkah? This is what caused Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the purpose of the Techeles is to remember Makas Bechairus. There's something deeper there. Makas Bechairus was a Gilui of Shechinah. At that point, Hashem took us out. At that point, Hashem revealed himself. We say in the Haggadah, B'mirayim g'daylim, Zay gili ha-shechinah. That Hashem revealed himself on that night of Makas Bechairus. Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, and that's how we left, with that awareness of Hashem. In fact, there's a Targum, it says, B'chazayna rabba, which meant that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Memtes Shari Timah, but in order to take us out from the deepest levels of impurity, we needed a huge boost. What was that huge boost? That was the Gilui HaShechinah, the revelation of Hashem. And the revelation of Hashem was so great on that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim that it killed all the Bechairus of Mitzrayim. And after this, the Bnei Yisrael became so elevated. They became elevated as a result of this revelation of Hashem. This is the idea that this is the Makkah. Makas Bechairus took us out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, remembering the Techeles, or through wearing the Techeles, reminds us of Makas Bechairus. Tzitzis reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because of everything that we mentioned. It's reminding us of Gilui HaShechinah, of the revelation of Hashem. We'll see the connection of this to the Yamsuf, but it will become apparent. Kriyas Yamsuf, there is also a Gilui HaShechinah, an awareness, a connection, a profound sense of realization of the existence of Hashem. That's what tzitzis are there to remind us of. From there, from a revelation or realization of the Kisei HaKavod, then remember all the mitzvahs. But what we're doing is we're connecting to points in history where Hashem made his presence manifest to us. The first one is that night in Mitzrayim. Aniv le malach, aniv le saraf, aniv le shliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzma, Hashem, no other powers. Nothing else, just pure, undivided, undiluted unity of Yichud Hashem. That's ultimately what Tzitzis is meant to get us to remember. So it's not some random association, it's meant to take us back to that night in Mitzrayim.